So it's very relishable for me to hear His Holiness Bhakti Bringa Govinda Maharaj sing and speak this evening.
那今天晚上能够听到 B.B. Govinda Maharaj 那个吟诵吟吟唱以及演讲，我特别的开心。
Especially hearing his realizations about his first time coming to Hong Kong and meeting the devotees of the Chinese Yatra.
特别是听到他讲述他第一次来到这个香港的这种体验，以及那么高兴能够遇到这个中国的奉献者的这一段。
Because there's always something special about doing anything in Krishna consciousness for the first time.
因为实际上就是在这个 Krishna 意识里面做什么事情第一次的时候，总是有一些特别特殊的一些个体验。
Actually, in the spiritual world, Yogamaya, she makes all the residents of Vrindavan think or experience every day when they wake up and they're associating with Krishna. It's like the first time every day.
那就是在灵性世界里头的那个 Yogamaya, Krishna 的内在的那个迷惑的那个能量，他每一天就是能够就是做出安排，让所有的奉献者一起来就感觉到就是跟 Krishna 在一起都是一种崭新的一种体验。
So it was very nice hearing Maharaj's observations and realizations about meeting all of you for the first time.
所以呢，非常高兴能够听到 Maharaj 讲到，就是说跟大家在一起相聚，以及就是他所观察到的一切很特殊。
I've been very fortunate because I've been Maharaj's friend for as far back as I can remember.
那这个我很幸运，我跟这个 Maharaj 就是是很久很久的朋友了。
And real friendship in Krishna consciousness is not based on some that we share the same material desires, but we share the same desire to serve the spiritual master in a particular way.
那我们在这种灵性的运动当中所建立起来的这种友谊，不是说在一起去分享一些个什么物质的一些个体验或者是愿望，而是分享我们能够怎么更好的为灵性导师做服务这些灵性的愿望。
In the material world, you become someone's friend because you like the same type of sense gratification.
那在物质世界里头，如果我们成为某人的朋友的话，是因为我们有一个对某种感官享乐有一种共同的一种爱好。
Materne Krishne Patasvatova, Prahlad Maharaj says, because of their uncontrolled senses, persons who are too addicted towards sense gratification, they gradually glide down towards.Hellish conditions of life.
那个 Sri Prahlad Maharaj 他就说了，物质主义者因为他们不能够控制自己的感官，因此呢，他们就不断的追求感官享乐，最后堕落到那种地狱般的处境当中。
So someone who encourages you or inspires you in sense gratification, they're not really your friend. Ultimately, they're like.Your enemy.
所以说，如果有人就是鼓励你、纵容你去进行感官享乐的话，实际上这样的人并不是我们的朋友，最终实际上他们是我们的敌人。
Therefore, real loving relationships can only really be found in Krishna consciousness when we work together to serve the desire of the spiritual master in Krishna.
所以，真正的那种爱心的那种友谊，只有在 Krishna 意识运动当中才能够找到，因为大家都是在一起考虑怎么能够为灵性导师做更好的服务。
So I consider Maharaj a real friend. Actually, he's my best friend in the whole wide world. We say in English.
那是我，他是我真正的朋友。我认为他是整个在这个团体里头是我最好的朋友。
Because essentially we like to preach together.
因为实际上我们特别喜欢一起去传教。
One time Prabhupada, a sannyasi, a godbrother of mine, he asked Prabhupada if he could team up with another sannyasi to preach Krishna consciousness.
有一次有一个 sannyasi 叫做 that sannyasi name is...
No?
Didn't say, okay. 他就跟爸爸说，就说能不能就是说，跟另外一个sannyasi一起去传教。
Because you know, sannyasis travel alone and they go and they pioneer Krishna consciousness in different parts of the world. So he thought maybe Prabhupada wouldn't like it if he teamed up with another sannyasi and traveled and preached.
所以因为这个桑亚西有的时候就是一般都是单独的一个人到世界各地去传播这个 Krishna 意识，那他那个桑亚西就想可能啪啪的不是很喜欢这样的一种状态，他喜欢两个人，不喜欢两个人。
The sannyasi said, "Can I travel with my sannyasi godbrother?"
所以那个 sannyasi 他就问 Prabhupada 说，我能跟我的 sannyasi 的神兄弟一起去旅行吗？
So Prabhupada thought for a minute. He said, "Well, if two sannyasis can do more together than they could do individually, then they can travel together."
所以呢，帕帕德听了他的问题以后，就想了一会儿，就说，如果两个 sannyasi 一起能够比一个 sannyasi 做的更多的话，那他们就可以一起去。
Actually, it was Yashodananda Maharaj and Guru Kripa who asked Prabhupada that question.
那个时候是
Yashodananda,
Yashodananda Maharaj
and Guru Kripa,
and Guru Kripa Maharaj 两个人问问题。
So Prabhupada said, "Yes, you can travel together."
所以当时帕帕就说，是的，你们可以一起去旅行。
So I relish those moments when we can be together, traveling and preaching.
所以从那时候我们就一起去旅行啊，传教。
And
我很开心。
Initially, we're both from America.
实际上我们一开都是从美国来的。
But very early in our devotional careers, we came to Europe to preach Krishna consciousness.
但是呢，在我们的就是这种做风爱服务的早期，我们就到了欧洲去传播 Krishna 意识。
And we were preaching together in France.
啊，那我们呢一起在法国去传教。
And then, as the years went by, we went a little further east. We went to Eastern Europe to preach Krishna consciousness.
那然后再过了几年以后呢，我们就一起到了这个东欧去传教。
And that was very exciting and full of adventure.
那个是很激动人心的，总是有这些个冒险的一些事情。
And there we met His Grace Krishna Kshetra Prabhu.
在那里我们就遇到了 Krishna Kshetra Prabhu.
You know him as the Hare Krishna Professor.
那他是 Krishna Kshetra Prabhu， 现在是 Hare Krishna 的教授。
But preaching to the academics in a very powerful way.
啊，他是以非常这种强有力的力量在跟学术界的学者们在传教。
But you may not know he's one of the great pioneers of the Krishna conscious movement in places like Eastern Europe and Russia and other places.
但是也许你们不知道，实际上他是东欧以及那个俄罗斯的那种去传教的那些个先锋者当中的一位。
He went to great lengths to preach under very dangerous conditions in the early days of those yatras.
他在那些个就是地区，实际上是在很危险的状况下在传教。
I don't know if he's told you, but he has stories about preaching that would make your hair stand on end.
他说不知道，就是他有没有告诉你们？但是实际上他那个时候的体验是就是毛发直竖的体验下。
So it's also very nice to see him also here in China, Hong Kong, China.
所以呢，能够在香港、中国能够看到他也是非常开心的事情。
So then, after some time, myself and Govinda Maharaj, we ended up in Russia together.
啊，那然后再又过了一段时间呢，我又和 B.B. Govinda Maharaj， 我们又一起到了那个俄罗斯。
Far east as we could go to Vladivostok.
那最远的东方的是叫
Vladivostok. It's one city in Russia.
是那个俄罗斯的一个地方。
As far as you can go. And then, of course, Maharaj, he ended up in Kazakhstan.
那个是你能够去的最远的地方。当然，最后 B.B. Govinda Maharaj 最后就停留在了那个 Kazakhstan.
I asked him one time, what do you find...attractive about Kazakhstan.
那个时候有时候我就问他说，在喀扎斯坦有什么让你觉得就是让你那么受吸引的地方？
And he said he liked the Asian mood.
他说他在那个地方感受到了那种亚洲的那种气氛，那种心态，他喜欢。
He liked the Asian people. He thought they were very beautiful and very cultured, and he was attracted to that kind of exotic.Asian mood.
那他呢就是感觉到那个亚洲人非常的漂亮，而且就是很不一样，他就感觉到很受吸引。
So now, at our advanced age, because we're almost 60, I think we've come as far east as we can come. We've come to the real Asia. We've come to Hong Kong, toChina together, and if we go any further, we're going to fall in the ocean. Or we're going to end up back in America. We don't want to do that, so...
Say too much. 刚才我忘了他说的一个词，他觉得就是那个亚洲人很漂亮，而且很有文化。那现在呢，在他们的到了老年的这么一个阶段了，已经将近60岁了，结果他发现他们来到了真正的这个最东方亚洲地区。如果再往前走的话，就基本上要到海里去了，或者是回到美国去了。所以他们不想去。
Maharaj mentioned Manila, Philippines, but that's not actually Asia. That turns into what? Asia Pacific or something. I don't know what they call it.
那当然 ，BB 狗问的马尔，刚才他说了马尼拉和菲律宾，他说那个好像不是真正的亚洲吧？那是不是那个太平洋地区还是什么的
？So somehow,
是东南亚。
By the mercy of our spiritual master and Lord Chaitanya, we're on this great adventure of preaching Krishna consciousness, literally.All over the world.
所以呢，在这个我们的灵性导师以及主柴坦尼亚的这种给予的仁慈作用下，我们基本上走遍了全世界，传播这个知识。
And instead of a degrading friendship where friends engage in sense gratification and go downwards, we're doing those things, Krishna conscious things, which actually.Elevate us in devotional service.
那我们不像这个物质世界里的朋友那样，就是彼此就是追求感官享乐，最后堕落到地狱般的处境当中。相反，我们是就是想着怎么样的，就是在灵性上取得进步。我们就是做有关传播这个 Krishna 意识的这些个服务，就得到提升。
Such friendships go very, very deep.
而这样的一种友谊呢，最后能够变得非常的深厚。
And all of us should have such friends in Krishna consciousness because unless we have friends like this, we'll seek that friendship in the material world which will degrade us.
那么在物质世界里头的那样的一种友谊是让我们堕落的。我们应该在这个 Krishna 意识运动当中，每一个人都应该努力的去寻求这样的一种灵性的友谊。
So I think now we've come to the end of the ocean here. The only way, if we're going to preach some more, we'll have to go up.Maybe we'll go together to Svargaloka, preach Krishna consciousness.
那个，因为我们已经到了这里了，再往前一步就是已经是海洋了，所以我们不能再往前走了。那怎么办呢？我们也许应该往上走，应该到这个天堂星球去。
Maharaj asked if they have Asian eyes up in Svargaloka.The Asian eyes.
那个 BB 狗的马尔就问说，在这个天堂星球里头，那个半神人们有没有长得就是那种亚洲人的眼睛
？He likes the Asian eyes, so I don't think they have Asian eyes there. So we're stuck in China, Maharaj.
他说，那些天堂星球那些居民好像没有那种亚洲人的眼睛，因此我们就停留在这里算了。
But China is a very big country.
但是中国是一个很大的国家。
And you could spend many lifetimes preaching in this country.
你可以在这个这么大的一个国家里头，可以花好几辈子的时间在这儿传讲。
And devotees like to preach the message of Krishna consciousness because they know that people are not happy without the message of Krishna consciousness.
那么奉献者他们知道人们因为没有 Krishna 意识的这些个信息，因此他们不快乐，所以奉献者都非常喜欢去传播有关 Krishna 意识的信息。
It used to be America that was setting the standard for material progress in the world, but now there's a prediction that within a short time,China will set the example as one of the most prosperous countries in the world.
那这个美国曾经在全世界建立了就是说进步的文明的国家是一个什么样的标准，但是我们现在可以看到中国在很短的时间里头已经建立了一个新的标准，就是真正繁荣的国家是一个什么样子。
But if the Chinese people think that they will be happy by following that path of material progress, they have another thing coming.They're not going to be happy by following that path.
但是如果中国人真的以为说就是朝那条路上走的话，他们就可以变得快乐的话，那他们就会发现实际上是不是这个样子的。因为如果真的朝着那种所谓的这种繁荣昌盛的那样的一个方向去走的话，他们不会快乐的。
So before they waste their valuable lives pursuing that illusory enjoyment of material life,We have to get to them, we have to preach to them about the temporary nature of this world and the eternal nature of the spiritual world.
所以呢在 所有的那些个人在浪费他们的生命，就是去追求那样的一种结果的情，这个之前我们应该能够就是找到这些人，然后接近他们，然后向他们去传播这个灵性的知识，告诉他们什么是物质的，什么是灵性的。
Actually, for all the glitter and all the flashing lights of Hong Kong, because we were driving and I was looking, there's so many buildings and flashing lights and actually there's only four types of pleasure you can enjoy anywhere in this world.
那来到香港以后，我就看到到处都是那种高大的建筑物，而且都是什么霓虹灯啊等等这些。那我其实就在想了，尽管就是有这种表象上这样的一些个现象，但实际上真正的所谓的物质享乐也就是四种嘛。
It's eating.
啊，吃。
Sleeping.
睡。
Sex life.
然后性。生活
and gambling, or sometimes Prabhupada would say, mental speculation.
啊，那第四种呢，就是赌博，或者有的时候啪啪的说，是一种心智上的一种思辨推敲。
That's all the material world has to offer, from Patal Loka up to Svarga Loka. It's just these four types of basic material enjoyment. So it's not very interesting, really.
所以这个就是物质世界里头能够给我们的四种这种所谓的快乐，从最高的天堂星球一直到地狱星球能够给我们的，但是就这些东西。
Krishna consciousness is full of unlimited ways to serve the Lord.
那但是呢，在 Krishna 意识这个运动里面呢，有我们有无限无数的方法能够为至尊主做服务。
Beginning with Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Shmaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandham, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma, Nivedanam. That's nine. At least that's five more than the materialistic people have with four types of enjoyment.
那么这个Krishna 意识运动里头呢，我们知道有九种奉爱服务，从聆听、吟诵、吟唱啊，然后记忆、成为至尊主的奉献者，到圣地去朝圣等等等等，一共九种奉爱服务。相比较之下，比物质世界能够给我们的四种要多了五种。
But even if you just choose one process of Krishna consciousness, you'll be more happy than anyone else in this world with all their sense gratification.
而在这九种奉爱服务里头，如果我们能够只选择一种奉爱服务去做的话，我们就能够变得比这个物质世界里头在追求那四种快乐的人要快乐得多。
Especially if you choose the most important.
那特别是我们如果选择了最重要的那一项奉爱服务。
Kalir dosha nidhe rajan astika mahaguna.Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Muktasanga Paramvajat. Shukadeva Goswami tells Maharaj Pariksit that this age of Kali is an ocean of inauspiciousness.
那么这个在圣典博迦瓦坛里面 Shukadeva Goswami 告诉 Parikshita 王说，这个 Kali 年代是一个不幸的一个海洋。
But Kirtanadeva Krishnasya, there's one good thing left in this age, and that is Harinam Kirtan.
那么在这个不幸的年代里头，有一件事情是非常棒的，就是 Harinam Kirtanam.
If you have everything but you don't have Harinam, you're a beggar.
那如果我们拥有了世界上的一切，但是却没有 Harinam 的话，我们只不过是一个乞丐而已。
You're a poor man.
我们是一个穷人而已。
But if you have Harinam, if you have a taste for chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.And you have nothing else in this world, you can be perfectly happy.
但是呢，如果我们真正品尝到了吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 的快乐，而没有其他的东西的话，我们也是世界上最快乐的人。
It's like the Goswamis of Vrindavan.
这个就像这个六位 Goswami 在 Vrindavan 的六位 Goswami.
All they had was a loincloth around their waist, one water pot.And their mala, they were the happiest men on earth.
尽管他们只是手拿一个这个这出家人的棒子以及一个托钵僧嘛那个钵，但是尽管他们只有这两样东西，但是他们是全世界最快乐的人。
But because we don't have so much taste for the holy name right yet, we may not be able to understand that or appreciate that.
但是现在我们现在这样一个阶段，因为我们对圣名没有那么多的那种滋味品味，因此我们还感受不到那样的一种快乐。
But when we get the association of a devotee like Maharaj, who loves to sing, and sing so sweetly, then our attraction for the holy name comes very quickly.
但是呢，如果我们有幸能够像跟这个 B.B. Govinda Maharaj 他们这些 Maharaj 这种联谊，然后在一起能够吟诵，对，还有 Indradyumna Maharaj， 还有 Krishna Chaitra Prabhu， 像这样这个伟大的奉献者在一起联谊，然后吟诵吟唱那么甜美的这种 Kirtan 的话，我们很快就会感受到那个圣名的滋味。
So, I'm very happy to have friends like Krishna Chaitra Prabhu and Govinda Maharaj, and I thank God.That they have very sweet voices as well. Because I do a lot of kirtan with them. They didn't sing so nicely, it might be a little austere, but they sing so sweetly, so it makes the kirtan very relishable. So much so that Bhagaji, he's dancing around, twirling around the temple room, looking. I thought maybe he's going to go through the roof.
那他说，就是他非常高兴能够有他们两位能够做朋友，其中还有一个原因，就是因为他们能够吟诵吟唱的那么的甜美，然后他就可以看到奉献者能够跳起来，甚至恨不得要跳到天花板上去了。
Bhagaji is quite reserved, actually, he's a very humble devotee, but when he starts chanting Hare Krishna, he goes crazy.Chanting Hare
Sorry,
Krishna.
He speaks Bhagaji. Something to me. Can you repeat? I'm sorry.
Bhagaji is a very reserved person.
Oh, this way, Prabhu, 刚才看到了，他很害羞，但是他却起来跳舞了。
Bhagaji is very reserved, but when he chants Hare Krishna, he goes mad.
他叫什么名字？Bhagaji Prabhu, 他是非常甜美，非常害羞的，但是只要有 Kirtan 的时候，他就特别疯狂了。
So this is very exciting. I think this is a very historic moment right now that we're all.Coming together, and we're going to chant Hare Krishna very loudly and shake Hong Kong by our kirtan.
那这个是一个激动人心的历史的时刻。我们大家聚在一起，能够这个吟唱 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra， 然后就震撼了整个的香港城。
I was asking if it's okay to chant Hare Krishna very loudly here, because I know in other places you can't. But Chandrasekhar said you can chant your hearts out here, no problem, Hong Kong.
那他就是问 Chandrasekhar Prabhu 说，我们能不能就是大声的唱啊？因为在其他的地方，好像有的地方不允许那么大声的唱。然后 Chandrasekhar 说，你要唱多大声你就唱多大声，这个是香港没有问题。
And chanting Hare Krishna is especially relishable when you're chanting.For the benefit of others.
那在这个吟唱 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 的时候，最让人感到就是非常甜美、回味无穷的时候，是你为他人在唱的时候。
Srila Prabhupada said the most important instruction of the spiritual master is to chant 16 rounds a day.
那圣帕帕就说了，这个灵性导师所给予的最重要的训示就是每天这个吟诵16圈 Hare Krishna.
Srila Jiva Goswami stresses that kirtan.Together, when we come like this together, he said that's also very important because he says in Bhakti Sundarbha that even a neophyte devotee can sometimes experience spiritual emotions. When all the devotees are chanting together.
那圣基瓦狗斯妈咪就说了，如果能够奉献者聚集在一起吟唱这个 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 也是非常好的，因为在这个which scripture?
Bhakti Sundarbha.
Bhakti Sandarbha,
Sandarbha.
这个经典里头就说了，就是在所有的奉献者聚集在一起吟唱这个 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 的时候，哪怕是这种最初级的奉献者，他都可以体验到那种最美好的这种爱的体验。
But all Sankirtan devotees have experienced the bliss of sharing our good fortune with others.
那所有的 Sankirtan 的奉献者们，他们都有那种体验，就是跟其他人一起分享。
So I think it's appropriate that our time together will conclude with a big Maha Mahotsav festival, 2 days of festivities for the general public at the end of next week.
那我们在一起的这一段时间里头，最后的两天里头，我们就可以感受到了这种就是那种大盛大的那种节日的那样的一种气氛。
So I'm also looking forward to your association as it builds up to the climax of that big festival next Friday and Saturday, or Saturday and Sunday.
那我呢也就期望我们能够就是一起来逐渐逐渐的，就是把这个最后两天是星期六和星期天，那么这些天我们就一起来把这个整个的这个最后的节目推向高潮。
Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai!
We're going to have a short kirtan before we take rest.
在我们就是休息之前，我们会有一个短暂的一个 kirtan。